when the moon is high. The shadows dance, evil will rise. The world between the living and the dead is dead. So now is the time to let the horror you know end.
Welcome back to the Horror You Know podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Ian.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Trent.
And it's been a while since we've done something, and we are sitting in the Meaner Manor, and we are raring to go.
Back in Meaner Manor. It has been a while, hasn't it?
It's been a while.
Speaking of raring to go, we recently found out that we're all going somewhere together finally. It means, where are we going?
I don't know if we're all going.
Oh, we are.
But me and you are going. We're going for my birthday.
Did we just get uninvited?
To see a concert. Are you going, Trent?
I should be able to.
He kind of just confirmed it while you were upstairs, and I thought you were already confirmed.
Torrance. I thought I was too.
Did you buy your tickets?
No, we're going to buy them when we get paid again. I don't know why I'm saying like we have a joint bank account.
No, honey, you're right. You're correct, dear. Thank you.
Should I have waited for you all to get paid too?
Trent handles our funds.
Once I balance our checkbook, I'll make sure it's in the...
Oh, Trent, I hate to...
Why do you always turn into Phil Hartman from Jingle All the Way?
I just can't help it, honey.
I hate to drop this on you, Trent, but Ian owes me $100 since you're handling the finances and whatnot.
Oh, damn.
Pay the man, Trent.
I don't want you to start off on a bad foot, so just go ahead and take care of that.
I want a divorce.
You can as soon as you pay the man.
Yeah, that's okay. You guys can just buy my strong suit, so I'll forgive you.
Wait a minute, though. Your birthday, isn't it already over?
My birthday is January 2nd.
When is this episode airing?
Wow.
It's going to be right after this.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you're trying to
right
loophole
before
this,
man? Yeah.
I'm just saying
it would definitely be.
We're recording so far ahead for a change that I don't even know when this episode comes out.
I would say this episode's probably the second week in January. So
this event we'll you speak have, of, we could have already had the time of our lives.
We already did.
It's going to be
one
a,
of us got stabbed, maybe.
It could be like a hangover situation.
It's
going to
be a
kidnapped.
Joint celebration of both your beautiful lives.
We are we're going to see the Coffin Cats. If anybody out there, horror fans, you know, Coffin Cats is kind of like a bastard child band from, I don't know, late 2000s. Three-member band, and I think they kind of sound like a cross between. Did you listen to them yet?
Oh, they're a three-man band.
They're a three-man band, three-piece band. They're a cross between, I would say, Danzig Misfits,
Danzig, like the first No Doubt album,
and a little bit like Brian Setzer Orchestra. I mean, I don't know how to describe them. They've got some weird music though, but it's definitely rockabilly punk, horror punk. So. Anyway, I've been listening to them for about 4 or 5 years.
Better
now.
Than the Jasons?
Way better than Jasons.
Okay.
I like the Jasons, but they're kind of a gimmicky band as well. But
yeah.
Is what it is. We're going to go see them over in Newport, Kentucky for my birthday, and we're going to eat Strong's Pizza on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Trent won't chuck it up.
We got Redemption coming.
No
promises. Last time the
Torrance has promised to smoke a whole pack of Newports while we're in Newport, Kentucky.
I don't know about that. Last time the boys were in Newport, Trent got second life.
Yeah.
That
was my bachelor party.
He died in front of my very eyes, and he lived in front of my very eyes.
And I just want everybody to know that I was the only one who Trent didn't invite for some reason. We all know why.
I didn't know you.
Any of us.
Did I know you then? I don't think I knew you then.
No, you didn't know me, but I knew you.
I probably met you, but
I already knew where you lived and everything.
I don't think you even met him yet.
That was weird.
Uh-huh.
I think when I brought him down here the first time was the first time you met him.
That's true.
All right.
Why does Ian sound like he's down a long hallway? Oh, what's this?
I do.
A shot.
Special delivery.
Which Ian? Oh. Him?
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Torrance left his station, but for good reason. He delivered us a nice little treat.
He's the ice cream man. Stop when it passes by.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, check out our TikTok because we got some new TikToks on there.
Oh, yeah. And, you don't want to miss those.
And we've also got Big D's Off-Keys Karaoke's, which is going to be on
Big D's Karaoke,
which is going to be my channel plus this channel. I'm putting it on both. Just so you know, because I like to sing. I don't know if you noticed that. And I'm off-key a lot. So it kind of works.
So come see Mr. Means for all the Big D.
That's right.
do have a little announcement. One
You're
of
pregnant.
Our, I'm pregnant. Trent and I are expecting a divorce, but we're expecting. One of our tragedy has struck. One of our fellow followers, our number one fan, our little side fan. That sounded dirtier than I intended. Cassandra has struck ill tonight.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, keep her in your thoughts and prayers. Like, she's just mildly sick. She's not dying by any means.
I was like,
she's gonna live, but I figured, you know, we'd pour one out for her tonight. And
okay.
Don't pour it on my carpet, please. Just pour it down your throat.
We'll pour one of these out, and Cassandra, you pour out some DayQuil or some shit and take care of that.
That's right. We are taking some Old Smoky.
And this is actually Crown Royal Lemonade, so I'll just switch.
Get with it.
This is a Orange Shine Sigil.
This is for you, Cassandra.
Survive. I feel like the old man sitting out front of the liquor store, like, can I get a little nip, young blood?
I think that
so good.
Is as good, if not better, than the strawberry. You like it better?
I can agree.
I think better.
You like this better?
I could probably drink more of the strawberry than I can this, but this has a good flavor.
Mm-hmm. I was actually laying in bed the other night drinking this straight from the jar, so I understand what you guys mean.
Maybe that's what that taste is.
Is this the same jar?
I knew I tasted saliva in there.
Where were your other hands?
Can you explain why you're drinking Old Smokies without us?
Just a little kiss.
You want to explain that?
Because
explain your betrayal?
I needed a moment.
It's his nighttime ritual now.
Yes, that's what it is.
Wait.
Ritual? Why would you say that, Trent?
I don't know. It just came to me.
Well, considering I had the ring tapped up, I'll go to the ritual.
Oh, shit.
Worst segue ever.
We have no show notes. We have no meetings prior to this. No production meetings.
Trent, you're so inconsiderate. No wonder why your wife wants to divorce you. You might as well turn over your ring now.
Segwaying the completely wrong film.
Now I'm on the ritual. What are we doing?
Okay, we just raw dog these episodes, man. We don't prepare.
We are going to talk about the ritual first. So, did anybody see the ritual before I put it out there? You did?
No, but I have seen it on Netflix, and it always looked good.
I watched it when it came out.
You hadn't?
No.
Okay. So, likewise, I watched it when it first came out. This is a movie that came out in 2017, 2018 on Netflix, I think. Did the rounds on the festivals, blew people away. Did not really get a big theatrical release. However, they're talking about that director making something similar to that using other Norse legends coming up. So it'll probably get a theatrical.
It's funny
because
it went straight to like Netflix, but I don't think it's a Netflix exclusive.
No.
Like it wasn't shot on Netflix.
I guess up in Canada it did like a small theater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Run, but yeah. So this is based in Norse mythology on the Jotun is how you say it. Jotun. Which is spelled like Jotun, I guess. It's most commonly known as a species of giant that are marked with having superior strength and the advantage of massive size to tower over their other mythological rivals. And in classic stories, they aren't too dissimilar from the troll or ogre, which we just did a troll episode not too long ago, and that's kind of in the same vein as this.
In the main vein?
In the main vein. Wow.
Well, we didn't see anybody squeezing the cheese out in those woods. It's tragic.
Nobody's out there tricking the troll, are they?
They might have tricked the troll.
I don't know where to go from this. I'm just going to keep on reading. While this description of the creature differs from the ritual's interpretation, the film's adaptation does align with their mythology as nature spirits. So that's one thing that we have to remember. They have nature spirits a lot in this Norse mythology, who are set apart from Vanir and the Æsir. Some of the gods are said to be descendants of the ancient Jotun, including Odin and Thor himself. So that's one part of the mythologies, that Odin and Thor come from this same line.
Okay.
The Jotun, therefore, are some of the oldest beings in the nine worlds, and the stories about them frequently represent man's often tumultuous relationship with nature, which is a common theme in folk horror that we see a lot. ritual took place where legend, tradition, and the modern world often collide. So a lot of this stuff that we saw when we were talking about the Troll movie and the Troll Hunter movie, you know, it was colliding with going from nature to urban, you know, desires and forgetting about their ancestors or the folk tales that go with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you see that a lot in Native American culture here, like horror movies especially, where they talk about, you know, Native tribes and their, you know, wanting to keep with nature and clashing with urban settings, right?
Sure.
So the Jatun is supposed to be, and this is something that's probably more interesting to you guys than me, that's why I put it in here, is supposed to be the bastard child of Loki.
Loki is of that species, yes.
So the Marvel fans' ears just perked up.
Not only Marvel. I've been playing a lot of God of War.
Oh.
So they deal with all the Norse mythology as well. And it's
true.
True. More accurate than... I love Marvel, but it's definitely more accurate than the Marvel version. Yeah. Marvel is its own kind of telling of the Norse.
Marvel is a watered down version of Norse mythology.
Yeah, I mean, it's still cool, but it's not really close to the real stuff, really.
So there's actually, as I could find, I couldn't find an actual connection between those two and real Norse mythology. It's just that was in the movie. So you remember in the movie when the one villager says that, mm-hmm. Loki's, yeah. So he's supposed to be the bastardized child of Loki. So he's going to have some of the same traits, obviously, as Loki. So they took some of Loki's mythology, put it in this creature, the Jotun. Which doesn't really make sense if you think about it, because the Jotun is supposed to be the kind of the descendants would be Odin and Thor. That means Loki would be its descendant, yet it's the bastardized child of Loki. Doesn't really make sense.
Are you saying that this specific one creature is called it? I always thought it was Jotun, but it could be Jotun. Or are you saying that's the race of creatures? Because I thought it was a whole race, like all the giants were called Jotun. From Jotunheim.
Well, I think that this one was considered a Jotun. Well, it says Jotun. I looked all these pronunciations up before because I didn't know how to say any of them. But yeah.
It's like me trying to pronounce anything in Russian on the Dyatlov Pass episode.
It doesn't make sense to me because, like, it said it was actually the creature was a Jotun, right? But on this, it says that its descendants are Odin. And Thor, obviously Loki.
Okay.
But then now it says Loki was it's the bastardized child of Loki, which makes no sense either. So I think they're just kind of mixing references here.
Loki himself is kind of a bastard child too.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Norse mythology.
Yes,
crazy.
I actually am.
Yeah, I mean, this is right up there with like the Earth being on the back of a giant
turtle.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, shape-shifting. So Loki has that. One of the talents that makes Loki such a supreme trickster is his ability to shape-shift in the form of various creatures, even other people. And it turns out that the Jotun has inherited some of the powers. So that one scene, we'll talk a little bit about it now, when his friend with the glasses, Dom, saw his wife, and it was actually the creature.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty terrifying scene because he was like, he's being stalked through the woods and saw it coming and he was kind of going in and out of consciousness and then all of a sudden his wife appears.
I hate when I'm being stalked in the woods.
Yeah.
Me too. I hate when
you hate when I'm being stalked in the woods.
I hate when he stalks you in the woods.
Mm. Why are you looking at me like that?
I love it.
Bet you do.
Just love stalking people in the woods. Stalking man, does whatever a stalker can. That's right.
These pauses are awkward.
I'm gonna coin that jingle right here now on the Horror You Know podcast.
Do it.
So I also want you to know.
Turn me a T-shirt.
That's right.
That I'm assuming this is your phone, Darren. That's been on loop for like an hour.
I was wondering what was going on there.
Well, I gave it to you guys to do a
TikTok.
Did you do one?
We did not.
Oh, okay.
We didn't want to do it without
you.
We
let you down.
You let me down.
The guys that say we need a TikTok.
Guys that say we need to post more.
You said that.
I said that like a year ago.
Damn it.
I wasn't here, but I'll join everybody else in pointing at Trent.
I did give up. I'm not a TikToker. I'm not built for it. I tried.
Stir. He's really not. I've seen it.
Damn.
I will throw more on TikTok. I couldn't even say the words.
That TikTok?
I don't even know how to speak. I will throw on the TikTok.
Do you have a TikTok?
Just our horror one, not a personal one.
Yeah.
Why not?
So you never watch it? You never go on there?
No.
You're not missing much.
I'm hardly on there.
All right. Okay. That's probably my favorite. But okay.
Is it really?
Really? Yeah. You're a TikToker?
I don't like Facebook anymore, and I don't like X, Twitter, because I think it's a bunch of assholes on X Twitter now.
I haven't seen a TikTok from that other podcast for a while either.
I don't have enough close friends to Snapchat, so.
Paperweight.
I do have a Snapchat. I know you meant. You can send me one.
Start a streak.
Yeah, so
whatever it's called.
Every year, Trent usually sends me the scene from Home Alone 2 where Marv is like scraping the paint off his eyes. He didn't send that this year, so I sent it to him. I didn't even know he still had a Snapchat. I was like, what if I'm sending to
one day he'll
to
see this. He'll open this one day and it'll make his day.
I'm like sending it to somebody that has your old account. Thanks, brother. That's funny, but I don't know who the fuck you are. But yeah, you usually send that to me, but she didn't. But you said that you hadn't watched it yet. So
not yet. I'm running out of time. I mean, it's well after Christmas. I don't know why I said that. It's like the middle of January now.
It's already getting kind of toasty out. Ooh.
Like, we don't have to break the fourth wall. People know we record these way early.
They should probably quit trying to reference the time because it's going to get all messed up. Anybody's paying attention.
I got really confused.
Makes me want to cry. Do your cry.
That's right. Not an act, people. That's his real cry. He's crying right now.
He's a blubberer.
I'm okay.
Back to the yoke tune. Yo tune. The method of killing that he used drew inspiration from Norse myth of the god of Odin, who was associated with knowledge and wisdom. He sacrificed himself in a cosmic tree. I didn't put the name of the tree down because I couldn't pronounce it at all.
Yggdrasil?
What are you looking at me for?
Yggdrasil? I think he's trying to say Idris Elba.
That's what I was about to say. You're trying to say Idris Elba?
That's my.
He would be a good spirit wisdom tree.
He'd make a good tree.
He would. So anyway,
he's a great Heimdall.
He sacrificed himself to this cosmic tree by impaling himself on a spear. Through this self-sacrifice, he was able to gain knowledge of rune magic. This symbolism could play into the ritual of the film's title. At the end of the film, the villagers plan to offer Luke up to the beast, who they all worship as a god. If he lays down and prays before the Jotun, the monster will take away all his pain and reward him with everlasting life. Which I didn't get. They kept on saying that. Did they have everlasting life? Because if they did, why did the other worshippers up in that room, why were they dead?
Well, that confused me, because I don't think they were dead.
They started moving. Well, so is the everlasting life, they just stay like...
Well, that's kind of... He's a trickster, right? So maybe they live forever, but they eventually become those decaying old wheezy, like half alive, half dead.
So maybe they really were like...
Because I think they were alive. When he started burning them, they all started like...
Screaming, yeah.
Yeah, see, I wasn't sure if that like they were actually doing that, if it was supposed to be like some kind of symbolism in the film or what. So... They were actually moving like
they
that?
They did say everlasting life, so.
I think he promised them that, and that's why all those other younger ones were worshiping it, but I think it was like a trick. I don't think they really worshiped
them forever. Would they not see that that's them, though? I mean, they could have been the original, because that land that they were on is like that's civilization true, had been there for 8,000 years. I didn't see that in the movie. I actually looked that up.
Can we make a group pact right now that if we go to like some weird cabin and there's like witchcraft shit upstairs, we won't just stay there? Let's not do that.
I don't think I can make that pact.
We will make a group pact right now. If we ever go hiking and you break your leg, we are going to leave you.
We're not going to eat him?
Poor Dom.
We're going to walk the long way around and just say we'll come back.
It's going to be a very bad look for you, my friend, when everybody's like, how come the only black guy in your group is the one that didn't come back? How come you left him, Darren?
He's the only one that got hurt.
It'll definitely be you.
That's not Andrew. I'll be hurt before we go on
the
trip.
I'll let you piggyback. We're still going the long way around. I'm not going through no shortcuts.
Yeah, I was going to save that for the movie discussion,
Here's the thing. If it was a shortcut, what would it be called?
The path.
The path.
Route. Yeah.
But it's not.
The right way.
The shortcut means death.
Well, I was going to say
in almost every situation
for the movie talk, but like literally, who would look at that gigantic, thick-ass forest and be like, just cut straight through there. We'll get there in no time.
We'll get there in one day.
No, you're not.
Naive people who don't really know what they're doing.
Like the forest from Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Like, rodents of unusual size? I don't believe they exist.
I swear, and not to get into the movie too much again soon, but it's on the same subject of what we're talking about, but when the guy took off in the middle of the woods and he's like, I'm going to go up here and look over the ridge and see if I can see anything, and old boy's like, don't go too far, and he just kept going and going, I definitely thought that guy was going to get lost. I don't know how he didn't, because he just kept going and going.
You watched too much Blair Witch, bro.
But you also have to remember he was the main character. The whole backstory was him, so he's not going to die right away.
I watched too much I Shouldn't Be Alive, which is people telling their true stories of getting lost out in nature. And that's one common thing you see with people in the woods. Like, they'll go out there and just, like, turn around and be like, oh, shit, now everything looks the same. Where am I?
Oh, fuck, there's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
And, like, ain't, like,
a lot of trees in this forest.
People overestimate their
stuff. That's why they, like, hatcheted stuff into trees like every 100 yards so they'd know where the fuck they were going.
Yeah, I think naive people like that group go into situations like that and they overestimate their sense of direction.
Can I see you hatchet a tree one more time? Oh yeah, get that fucking tree. Mark that tree.
Notice I was cutting back and forth.
Yeah.
Then the opposite cut. Yeah.
I know how to hatchet a tree.
That
bark didn't stand a chance.
All right. So, where are we at?
So, real quick, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but it goes off what you guys just said. Remember that time we went to Bridgewater and we went to the woods and we got lost in the woods and couldn't find our way back?
Oh, yeah. In Bridgewater?
Yeah.
There's not that many woods there.
Oh, though. My friend, we like walked to the very back and we just took off walking into somebody's property. Like, we were really far.
Means
away from
maybe you there. Just haven't been brave enough to go as deep as we went.
Yeah, we went really far. We went too far.
You are black.
Far,
so. Yeah.
We got lost in the woods of Clifty Falls State Park.
You're the only one that got
we
that.
Did. We did do that as well. And we were like, oh, if we stay down this way. No. Another guy in our group was like, yeah, if we follow the creek and go down this way, it'll take us right back to the shelter that we came at. And we're like, okay. We walked for what? 2 hours straight?
A simple hike turned into an all-day thing.
This is why
thing.
You guys never go camping, because you have no sense
when we
of direction.
Got, no, when we got, we were also like 13. Yeah, but true. When we got back to like where we needed to be, somebody was like, why were you guys gone so long? And we were like, oh, we followed them. And they were like, yeah, but if you just would have cut up that way, you would have been here hours ago. Needless to say, we smacked the shit out of that guy.
Yeah.
That is often the case. That's why if you truly do get lost, you're supposed to stay put. So somebody could find you.
Nobody was coming for us, let's be honest.
Yeah, they might have after about 7 days.
Now, on our phones, we've got these good old compasses on here.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't have had service down
there.
I was
going to say, that don't work in woods a lot of times.
What woods have you guys been?
All right. Always get service. All right.
That's not true. I don't even get service here.
So, the impalement, though, going back to Odin, this monster would impale the ones that weren't worthy on the trees, right? Mm.
As they should.
So he marked that guy for the everlasting life, and he was going to get it. So I couldn't tell if they were going to kill him and sacrifice him, or if he's just going to be another one of them and live forever. Like, what's the everlasting life they were talking about to the main character?
I don't know.
That I kind of got confused on
I
that.
I do think they were not going to kill him, though, because...
They were all marked.
He was marked. They gave him the water. They didn't give the other guy any water.
Yeah.
So they definitely were saving him for something.
I think it was funny, the one guy that was like, what, seeing his wife or whatever, and he's just like walking up to this thing.
Yeah.
When you say things like everlasting life, and then we talk about like they're pretty much getting sacrificed, it has a lot of strong religious overtones for me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Let me ask you guys this. If you had the chance to do something like that, but you would get everlasting life, would you do it?
No.
One vote for no.
I would not want to live forever, no matter what the circumstances are, unless I knew that. Like, I think that's why heaven, like, whether you believe in God or whatever, I think that's why heaven is an ideal for people that are religious, because they get to go there with people they know. They get to live forever. They don't have to have all the pain and suffering that you have here on earth. So I think that's why it's the pie in the sky. This, to me, would be like being a vampire. Like, you're going to live, but you're going to see everybody you know die. Things are never going to get better in the world. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't want to live forever.
Trent? So,
yeah. Yeah, I would agree. But what about an everlasting love. This will be
an everlasting love.
Nope. What about okay. you, Wells? Nobody. Did you want to live forever?
Hey, we're singing that first song in okay. Big D's. Off
so my question is, I love it. If I'm living forever in this situation, do I still grow old? Do I still feel pain?
Get you sick eventually look stuff? Like those things in the attic.
There was one decent looking girl in the whole village. Right? Think about it. You're either going to have her
emphasis
or you're going to fight for her.
Emphasis on decent, though.
Yeah, trust me. When she died, I was like, no, not the only...
Decent.
Yeah, only decent looking one in the whole village.
That's all you guys are concerned about?
Yep.
Well, I mean, we were thinking about who, if we had to stay there.
If you had to repopulate the village.
Who would we have to repopulate with?
Yeah, and if I have to become one of those weird straw creatures, then I'm going to have to
say no.
The creature.
You got to repopulate with the creature.
Yeah.
Hey, it can shapeshift, so I mean...
Just come here.
Form of...
bucket of water.
If I could simply just be like immortal and just...
Form of a beautiful woman is what I was thinking.
Oh!
I think you have to maybe think of other people in that situation, too, because you could possibly live long enough to...
I'm a considerate lover.
Help people out in the future with the knowledge that you obtained.
Nobody asked me. The answer is, fuck no. I don't want to live this. I don't want to live this way now. So I don't want to live this way forever.
You don't want to live to 70. You definitely don't want to live forever.
I don't want to live till tomorrow. I definitely don't want to live till... I'm kidding. But seriously, I don't want to live forever.
If anybody out there is thinking of suicide, please call the suicide prevention hotline.
What if we had cut to an ad for that right in that
moment? We need to, I feel like. All right, so...
Just don't do it. Pointing at you, stop.
You're like that meme of the guy in the mirror.
Yes.
Just going to tell you, Torrance, maybe you should stop saying things like that online. I had one of our fans ask me about you.
We don't have any fucking fans. What are you talking about?
We do. I don't know why you two don't ever run into them, but they're out there.
Fans? Are you
I was
going
to say, I talk to them all the time.
Yeah.
I never hear fans of the show.
Say what?
They just don't like Means and Trent, I guess.
I have kids that make fun of me at my school. Like, you go to a podcast too? And they like kind of laugh. And I'm like, no. I
haven't made any Facebook jokes.
Speaking of which.
Don't listen to it, kids. Don't.
I ran into another fan the other day, and she sent me a short film she made that she would like me to show you all. So if we have time afterwards, I'll do it.
All these fans he runs into, does your wrist get tired of all the autographs you sign and also, taking all the paparazzi pictures?
This person you ran into that asked you about
me. Wells
me.
Coming out of the grocery store.
Yeah.
Why didn't she ask me if I was
there? I don't know. Maybe she feels she's like nervous, like she doesn't want to trigger you or something.
It's very possible. Speaking of a trigger warning,
is she good looking?
She is actually.
Can I get that? Why'd you say it like that? Somebody that gives a shit about Ian, she's not half bad.
Would you say she's? Would you say she's decent looking?
She is actually. She's actually very beautiful.
Do you think I should re?
I think so.
Could I repopulate a village with her?
I would hope you would. You can and you should if you could if you get the chance.
All right, so.
How the fuck does this thing come up?
So you guys in Marvel,
I found it,
and I'm assuming God of War, do they have not a lot of runes that protect them?
Yes, matter of fact.
Absolutely, they mean something, right?
The combat system is heavily based on runes.
Trent brought that up.
Yes.
So. I was thinking a lot of those runes on the trees look like what you see in God of War.
Oh, were you going to say that? Because I was about to fucking say that.
Were you really?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, his
God of War?
There. No, the runes in this movie. On the trees.
I was just talking about God of War, so it's cool.
He has runes on his weapons, too, that gives him, like, special
moves. Anybody have a pair of pliers?
Yeah, that's what I went through last time.
God damn.
Oh, right, it's there. Not a pop top.
No, it's a cork.
Send it over my way. I got vice grips.
If I can get it off with my hands, you can definitely get it off with your big hands.
Wow. It's what he and she said.
There you go.
That's the best joke you told tonight, and it wasn't even a joke.
Dun, dun. I told you those hands would get the job done.
They always do. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so the first ruin is this in God of War? God of War.
This is
the
podcast.
It was called an Odal rune.
An Odal.
Odal rune, which means inherited estate or a descent.
Let me just plop that down a little louder.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to hear that. The episode I was supposed to edit was atrocious.
Sounds like the creature walking through our house.
Stop shaking.
Sounds like Wells when he ends it.
So I'm just going to talk to you while they're not listening. You ready?
I'm pouring a drink, you dickhead.
The Odal rune means descent. And then the second one, which looked like a Y, So the first one looked like a diamond. Second one that was on everything looked like a Y. That stood for elk. So it was telling you what the monster was going to look like, and you didn't even know it. Which I would have never knew that. There.
I just want to get it like on the tip.
That's what she said. The villagers started chanting bloat.
Bloat.
Do you remember them chanting? They were like, bloat, bloat. So the villagers were chanting.
Casting a spell on you.
Villagers were chanting bloat, which meant sacrifice. So the whole time they were talking about sacrifice. Are these the runes?
Runes.
So it kind of looks like that one. Second from the top.
The Y you speak of is also the shape down. That they built to tie Dom on.
Foreign. Is that enough?
Remember the Y shape that they built and sacrificed him on? That's what that rune was. So that was the same.
To ward off evil.
Yes.
And it also meant elk.
Yes.
Which is what the body was.
Correct.
So the stone, do you guys remember when they came in and the stone was they were praying to this weird looking stone with a
like a stone
graphic image on it? Do you remember that? Like this big stone. That is actually an actual reproduction, faithful reproduction of the Kirby Stephen stone in St. Stephen's Church in Kirby Stephen, Britain, which is also known as the Loki stone. Nice. And the stone is thought to depict the Norse god Loki bound and chained with entrails of his son. So they bound and chained him with the entrails of his son.
Dang.
It's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Actual Norse mythology is very brutal.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about the creature, because I want to throw this out there before we start talking about the movie. The creature design is the one responsible for it was VFX supervisor Ben White, but the concept art actually came from the director David Bruckner. And the concept artist, Keith Thompson. Now, Keith Thompson's important, and the reason it looks very interesting as a design is Keith Thompson did all of Del Toro's movies. So,
it did look very Del Toro-ish.
Not Benicio Del Toro.
Oh.
But anyway.
Guillermo.
If you look at like Pan's Labyrinth, stuff like that, some of those creature designs in that, same dude did these.
That makes sense.
So they explain their vision of a Norse animal god and how to give it human qualities. This resulted in the design of something that resembled a giant stag or moose, yet had the unique feature of a human torso as its head, which I found fucking terrifying. But it also reminded me of a couple of movies we just saw recently. So what did we see recently that reminded you of this?
Antlers?
Trent Dillon.
Antlers.
That was recent? Was that...
Fairly
two years
recent.
Ago?
It was about a year and a half ago.
Recent-ish.
It's a recent movie compared to this movie.
I felt the ballpark he was in.
So I think they kind of ripped off that design a little bit in Antlers. So I forgot about this movie. And then when I went back and watched it again, I was like, it looks a lot like the Antlers one. And it also reminded me of, I don't know if you saw this movie that I recommended for you on Netflix a while back. That was like a Spanish film. Do you guys remember that? Did you guys ever watch it?
The one about like the levels maybe?
What's it called? Is it in Spanish?
I can't remember now. I recommended it so long ago. It was like three months ago.
Ricky Spanish.
It was about this woman that goes to this apartment, and she finds out there's these two dudes that run the apartment complex that are like killing people in it, and it looks like it's a serial killer movie, but it's not.
The Tenant?
No. I don't know. We'll look it up because it's probably back in our texts, but... It reminds me a lot of this creature. So that
definitely. Isn't there one with Jeffrey Dean Morgan that's like that?
Wait.
This is all in Spanish. It's no English actors.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Because the creature, is there like a butterfly?
It comes out and it's got like hands box. And
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what is that
so
called?
So fucking cool looking.
What is that called?
I don't know.
A longer title.
Yeah. I don't know. I recommended exactly it to you guys. Because I saw it on like TikTok and. I was like, I got to see this movie, and I watched it. It fucking blew me away. But anyway, kind of reminds me of that. White also explained one aspect of the monster that evolved over time was the area of its body where the eyes appeared. Do you guys remember this? When the eyes came out?
I couldn't quite, it looked like it was in, its crotch.
Yes.
But I couldn't quite tell exactly.
Hold that thought, brother. White explains the gruesome inspiration. Bruckner had for it, as he wanted to look like male genitals had been ripped out, leaving flaps of skin where the genitals should be. Like.
No one gets out alive.
That's it.
That's the Spanish title?
Well, it's the English title.
No, I don't know. I don't know the Spanish title. That's the English title. Nobody Gets Out Alive.
Yeah, you guys need to see Nobody Gets Out Alive as well. That's a phenomenal movie.
I won't expect it unless he says it in full Spanish.
All right, so that's all I have on that. Let's talk about the movie, because there's no other. It's just based on Norse mythology, like parts. It's like kind of mashed together to tell a really cool story. What'd you guys think of the movie? You mind we go first?
What'd you think of the creature? I'm interested in that first.
I loved this creature. I thought this creature was
creepy as fuck.
It was creepy. I thought it was like Jaws, because it didn't show it at all till the end, and they had like some. There's just decently like tense moments, flashes of it, and then like once it showed it, because I was expecting something a lot different, probably maybe smaller. I don't know, just because it seemed like it was all about like tricking them into seeing these things, and it really went heavy on that first scene, which I thought was brilliant to do that first scene to where their friend was. But that also kind of ripped off that movie about those girls that went caving. I don't know if you ever saw that. Where those monsters were down in the cave. Somebody out there screaming the name. The Descent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that was about traumatic stuff with their friends, and they all went caving because of it.
Yeah.
This kind of had that same kind of feel, but I really liked how it set it up and showed the background, and then it kept on showing those scenes. So I expected the creature to be smaller, like a bear size or something.
Yeah,
I didn't expect it to be as big as it was, because it was so fast. And
did you expect it to look like an animal?
Animal man? No. I mean, I thought it would be kind of like a Wendigo, which is what it reminded me of. I thought it was a Wendigo, because Wendigos are supposed to trick you, right? So I thought it was going to be something like that.
I definitely thought it'd be more humanoid in nature.
Like, I'm glad it wasn't. I'm glad it didn't have like humans.
Well, like when I didn't realize like it was playing tricks on him. Like I said, the guy when he goes to check out the ridge, and he sees the creature in the woods he sees something in the woods, but you see a hand and it kind of looks like a human hand around the tree. So,
just the chocolate mint.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, this does not smell like the dreamsicle. What happened here?
He's like, what kind of trickery?
Oh, is that what you were expecting?
I didn't know what it was.
It's a surprise.
We had to switch because Ian said he doesn't want us drinking all of his dreamsicle.
Never said that. We have a whole nother episode.
We had some Svecas and Mickeys. And
we got so much stuff.
We got it all.
But yeah, I like the creature. Did you? Okay. Did you not like the creature?
I liked it. I just wasn't expecting it to be like a full like goat type creature. Or I guess
more deer.
Yeah, I was
it was like an elk or a moose.
More of a big ass deer.
Like a big moose looking thing or elk.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be
but that rune, if you were listening,
creatures
that rune meant elk.
Huh?
The rune on the tree meant elk.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay.
It had like horse.
I didn't hear your joke.
It had like horse hooves, it too. Good. It had like some horse in there.
Yeah.
It galloped at the end. That was me galloping. That was me galloping.
That's also him prancing.
That is more of your prance.
I do prance. I gallop.
Sashay. Do you ever sashay?
Never. Never sashay.
So.
I thought it was. I was 50-50 on it. I liked it that it was big because I think that made it scarier and definitely more, you know, daunting. But the weird little torso head was just kind of weird to me for some reason.
Did the runes have something to do with the fact of why it couldn't leave the woods?
They were mostly for protection. So it wouldn't kill them, I think.
Maybe it was just like a forest god. Maybe it couldn't leave the forest because, I don't know. Why would it? It protects the forest, and if he leaves the forest, like, fuck him, I don't care anymore.
Was there at the end when he's like at the tree line and he's yelling at it, and then he walks away? I'm sitting there thinking the whole time, like, don't drop that axe, don't drop that. And then he drops it, and I'm like, watch this thing. I run up on him real quick.
It's like, kind of a weird ending. I was waiting. Like, it just kind of was over all of a sudden. I was like, oh. I, like, had to rewind it and make sure I didn't miss something. I was like, oh, it's just over. He made it out.
Yeah. So I feel like I need to watch it again. If you guys ever watched a movie and at the end of it you're like, I know I didn't hate this movie, but I'm not sure if I exactly liked it.
I see where you're coming from. I didn't feel that about this particular movie, but yeah, I mean, I've been there before.
I've been there before. Everything is all right. I'll just say goodnight. Show my way to the door. Or hey, this I didn't mean
another song reference.
Cause big scenes. You guys want me to finish?
You can.
Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living in. I thought you were going
to
finish.
No, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I think he was passing something to you there, Trent.
Trent's not in the singing mood tonight.
I'm saving
it
for the car.
Wait for the karaoke.
Yeah. Saving my pipes for the car.
I liked it.
So you didn't like it? Or you kind of liked it, but you didn't know if you liked it. You're kind of on the same boat. It kind of ended abruptly for you.
I like the movie overall. I was talking about the creature before, but no, I like the movie overall. I thought it was, I don't know. I thought the actors all did a really good job. I liked all the characters. Well, I didn't say I liked all the characters, but they seemed real and relatable, I guess.
I hated Dom.
The glasses?
Yeah. When that dude got punched in the nose, I was so happy.
He didn't bother me as much as the main friend that led them into the woods in the first place.
Really?
He was so, like, nonchalant about everything. He's like, yeah, we'll just take this shortcut through this giant-ass fucking woods. And then, like, he's like, gets in the woods and his compass is broken. He doesn't give two shits about that. Like, yeah, we'll just keep going this way. And then, like, when they saw the first, like, creature in the, like, the deer that was in the trees, he was just like, oh, yeah, that blood's still fresh. It's probably still around here. We should keep going. It's like, dude, no, get the fuck out of there. He didn't seem worried about anything.
He seemed like he thought it was a bear, but even if it was a bear, shouldn't
he
still
be
worried?
I'd be scared shitless if a bear was. Yeah.
And how's a bear going to get something up like 15 feet in a tree?
Yeah, and if a bear is doing that, you really should be worried. Like, I'm turning around immediately.
And then was it his idea to go into the first creepy cabin? Like, ain't no way in hell I'm going to that cabin.
Well, it was raining. It was very poor on them. They needed out of the shelter, but they could have put up their tent, and they decided not to.
Like, that was clearly someone's cabin. There were, like, guns and stuff in there, and there were, like, well, the little
it was somebody's cabin, but it was, like, that little abandoned, though.
Yeah, there was nobody there. So.
Or was it? They just saw a fresh kill not a couple hours earlier. It could have easily been whoever. You know, at the time, obviously, they didn't have any reason to believe it was a monster, so.
But you, see, that's why I don't know. Maybe I need to go back and look at notes of this, but I felt like the head cut off thing.
That little idol?
The idol was like somebody that lived there would have died. You know what I'm saying? Like
making it?
Like somebody died in the house. That's why it was abandoned.
It was
they went
that
and put that.
Died?
I don't know if it's a symbol of somebody dying, but they
no, that was the head of the creature. You go back and watch, because that little thing that was in the room that he was praying to, it had like arms that were antlers.
True.
Yeah. And it had no head. That's what the creature's head looked like.
So do you think the creature was up there tricking them while they were up there?
No, I think it was probably one of those villagers that worshipped it that lived there and then maybe moved on to the other house later or something, or got killed even. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure that was the same look of what the creature's head was.
It definitely had the antlers and the legs and the arms.
And the neck with like no head on it.
Yeah.
So.
Which comes from Norse mythology. So.
I don't know.
So these things, like, kind of voodoo dolls in a way, you think, maybe? Like,
I just
put
think
a
it
curse
was
on the whole woods? Because why else did everybody have, like, horrible nightmares that seemed real?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't quite figure out what triggered it all, either.
I always felt like, though, that it was the actual monster itself, as soon as the people that would come camping or hiking in the woods, it would pick one maybe that it would save because they had trauma, like it said.
Yeah.
And then it would kill the rest of them. That's how it survived.
Mm. Survive.
Because they saw that tent that was from the 70s buried up under that shit when they found it. Mm-hmm. So it's obviously been going on for a while.
True.
But I feel like it's almost like an interdimensional being from this Norse mythology that can bend fabric of time and make you see things, almost like a hallucinogenic drug.
And that theory's come up quite a bit in cryptozoology talk.
We've done a lot of crypto stuff lately. I enjoy it. I enjoy Norse mythology. I enjoy cryptids. I thought this movie was a good blend.
What are we? Well, you still got to talk about it. Your thoughts.
I liked it.
Okay.
Hey, so I'll be honest,
my line.
I'll be honest with you. Right. I'm going to go ahead and throw out my rating. I give it a 7.5 to an 8. I think it's probably an 8 because it has cool special effects. To me, a really weird, cool creature. Acting was good. The plot line was good, but it was confusing enough to where I'm talking about it later on, and I'll probably still be thinking about it and looking stuff up about it, which I, even though it's confusing, I consider that a good movie.
What was that creature your daughter was dressed up as at the film festival?
What I could put together. What I had money this year to slop together.
Wasn't that kind of a creature?
It was
like
a mean zoological creature.
Yeah.
It was.
Crypto means illogical. But yeah, I thought it was a good movie. I mean, it was one of my favorite movies that came out that year. Definitely one of the better Netflix movies I've seen. Something I could watch multiple times and still be kind of creeped out and surprised. And I don't know. I just liked everything about it. And it was confusing, though. I do give you that.
But it was confusing, but it was open.
The gas station scene was so important to everything else.
Because that traumatic event, I think, is what drove the whole plot. That's why he was spared by the creature and why he was haunted the whole time he was in the woods and kept seeing the gas station again.
And his friends.
While he was literally in the woods, he was having visions of the gas station.
And his friends were kind of like still blaming him. So the trauma was still.
Guilt and trauma and
guilt
everything.
And all that stuff. That's what.
Which that
the
bothered
creature
me too.
Felt.
I was waiting for at least one of them to say, like, man, I'm not like. Happy how things turned out, but I can't really judge you too much because I wasn't there. Nobody said that, though.
That was a tough scene, though, because, like, I don't know if he was just, like, a pussy and he was just hiding or if he was actually going to do something with that bottle and just didn't make his move in time. I don't know. It was kind of a...
He looked down at it multiple times, too. So
yeah,
it's
he did
leave his friend over there, even though you could argue maybe he was going around the back to actually do something.
I thought for a minute
but then it's like, no, you just left him.
Yeah, I thought for a minute he's going to take that bottle and go all John Wick on him or something.
That's what I mean.
But see, it's real life versus a movie. What would you do in that situation? And I don't feel like those friends put themselves in that situation at all because, you know, fucking... Four-eyed Dom's not going to fucking jump out and whip somebody's ass.
Right.
Because he didn't even want to walk.
He'd sprain,
when he sprained his ankle.
He'd sprain his shoulder just trying to do something.
I was thinking about that situation while watching that scene. I was like, this is why I always carry everywhere I go. One of my worst fears is like thinking that like one of you all could be in a situation where you're in danger and like I'm completely powerless to do something about it.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be powerless because you would be the one putting us in that situation, though. You're the one murdering us, remember?
Mm. He's the one holding the gun. Oh, they're so powerless.
God,
look at him.
So powerless here.
Oh. Plus, too, I mean, the whole idea of them just going out for a night drinking and planning this trip, and then one guy wants to go get some more drinks, so he talks one guy into going in with him, and that guy ends up getting killed. The randomness of that is why, I mean, even when you carry a gun... The odds of you becoming the savior of us in a scenario, 50-50 or lower. You know what I'm saying? It's not 100% you're going to win out. You could shoot one of us. You could shoot them and get manslaughter charges and ruin your life. We don't know. Like it's.
Oh, I would rather do that than see one of y'all get hurt.
But it's literally a 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Because life's just chaotic and random, I think.
That's why I like that the movie ended with him getting out and living. I think that was good because, you know, he, whether he was a pussy or not, he struggled with the guilt and that on his shoulders the whole time. And
he's
I thought that was good that
he
was able to survive.
Like he tried to help all of them.
Yeah, he did.
He tried to
make up for it. He didn't succeed. But.
He was like the leader the whole time. Really.
Like it was kind of saying like whether he's cowering in the corner or whether he's actually fighting his way out, he really is a survivor at the end of the day.
Which is its own hell, if you think about it.
Survivor guilt?
Because now he's got guilt for these other three.
Yeah, well.
So it's like even worse for him now.
Except for the dude in the glasses. He's probably like, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. What, that guy looked like, what was that show that used to be on air that had the guy with the glasses and the guy with the long hair and Trailer Park Boys?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of reminded you of Trailer Park Boys.
Bubbles.
Okay, so I give it an 8. Kind of reminded me of
the dude in glasses from Office Space. That's my stapler.
You know about Milton?
Yeah, Milton.
They promised me a red line stapler.
Pass that cake around. Last time I did not receive a piece of the cake. Boonies played through the ground.
Can we just get you to move your desk back just a little bit, Milton?
Boonies played through the ground.
Let's just cover that movie.
Now I want to watch that movie again.
That's a great movie.
I'll act it all out for you. No worries.
Appreciate you. Who's next?
Well, do you want to go this way?
Read the movie?
That's how people point, right?
Okay. So, like I said, I want to go back. I do want to watch it again because I know I didn't hate it, but I didn't feel like I loved the movie, so.
Okay.
I feel like I'd give it a good 6 off the first viewing.
Fair. Ian, from memory.
I do agree that the creature looked pretty cool. It's not what I was expecting, which is a good thing.
Like I said, I haven't watched this movie since it came out about 6 years ago. I remember liking it a lot. I can't believe I've never brought it up to you guys, like as a suggestion, like, hey, you guys should watch this movie. Like I said, I don't really remember everything about it, but I obviously remember bits and pieces because I'm bringing it up to you guys tonight. But the trauma of the gas station thing, because it's so easy for people to look at this movie and look at that scene and be like, oh, well, he should have saved his friend. That's what I'd do. You have no fucking idea what you would do in that situation if you've never been in it. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say. You want to believe that if something's happening, like if I'm there at the gas station with you and something's happening with you, I want to believe that I'm going to take that bottle, I'm going to run over there and try to save your life, or I'm going to die with you because I can't stand the guilt of living without you. How can I live? So I like how they kept incorporating the trauma of that into the movie, and then they kept bringing it up like, oh, it's the ritual, they're supposed to go out and do this. And it keeps coming throughout the movie. And like I said, I think that scene's really cool when he's in the woods and he's kind of running from like the mob, the cult and the creature and everything. And Darren and I mentioned, like, if I remember correctly, any like, he's huddled, like his back is against a tree, but then when he looks around, he sees like the gas station.
Yeah.
And kind of like he's hiding like all over again. That was such a really cool scene and really well shot.
He starts running through.
Yeah, it's like through. Things like, are that on both scene,
sides
yeah.
of him while he's running.
So I thought the cinematography was really cool. I do enjoy the story, and I enjoyed it more because after this movie, I obviously looked up the meaning of the movie and everything. And I learned a bunch about the mythology and everything like you were talking about. Did you mention about the real, like, unsolved, like, true crime? You didn't mention that, did you?
Mm-mm.
You know what we're talking about? With Mm-mm. the five. So this movie was also, like, loosely based on the story of these five guys that went out into the woods and they were disabled and they were supposed to be in the Special Olympics or whatever.
What?
No, this is a real story, yeah.
Wow.
And they end up all dying. And I think it was five guys, but they end up dying. And, like, they didn't get found till days later after, like, the snow had melted and they found the bodies. There's a lot more to that story. I just assumed, like, because it was loosely based on that is why you didn't go into it. So now you need to look that up.
All right.
But
and then they devoted a restaurant to them.
I was going to say, those Fuck five guys God. Have burgers and fries or what?
You guys are terrible people.
Hey, man,
they were going to represent your fucking country.
You I know it was based
on Olympics. It wasn't a joke. I was telling you a fact.
Hey, man, if we left, it's a joke.
That's not true. People laugh at me all the time. I'm not making a joke.
You're a joke.
I laughed because it's kind of sad that whoever's involved with these people's lives would let them go out by themselves in the woods.
That's They're true. Good.
It's crazy.
They're good.
That's true.
Oh, don't go to your.
They could have just been wheelchair bound.
Oh, well, I mean,
up in the terrain.
It's still hard.
Yes,
it's like up in your climbing up.
People bike through there.
And to add to the gas station scene, though,
bike
like,
with legs.
So his friends were kind of shook for giving him a hard time legs. About that because even though he had a bottle in his hand, didn't one of the guys still have like a baseball bat and the other one had a gun?
True.
The hell's he going to do with the liquor bottle?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody in that situation will tell you, you should have done this or you should have done that. You don't know what you're going to do in that situation when the fear takes over. I give it an 8, by the way. This movie's an 8 for me.
Plus, even if he had even if he had snuck around the aisle to like get the jump, I feel like they still would have just seen him coming. Like, you know what I mean? Like their view wasn't blocked if he would have come around the other aisle. I think
And wasn't the guy like with the bat closer? So if he would have got the guy with the bat, the guy with the gun still could have shot his friend.
I'm saying he had a liquor bottle, so he's going to hit one of them. So either way, after that, he's probably going to get shot or he's going to get hit upside the head with a baseball bat. Either way, you're not.
And his friend still dies.
Yeah.
This is my last one. I enjoyed this movie for all the reasons we've talked about. The acting was good. I like the story, cinematography. I really like folk horror and just kind of that atmospheric horror that this movie was filled with. So that kind of pulled me in right away.
The good Wicker Man, not the bad Wicker Man.
We could talk about that one. We haven't done an episode yet, have we?
But I want to talk about
folk horror. Folk horror just creeps me out more so than other horrors, and I don't really know why it is. I don't know if it's because, I don't know.
Anything religiously based backwoods scares me.
Because it could be real. Like, there's probably people out in the woods right now fucking worshiping, like, a weird stick statue or something.
Dude,
but, like, don't tell me that if you weren't wandering in the woods, even just for a leisurely hike, let's say, and you saw some, like, runes carved in the tree or, like, some little stick men hanging from a branch or something, that wouldn't be, like,
some T's on a bridge.
Fuck out and just... Whoosh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nabo.
But yeah, that stuff's freaking me. I don't know why.
If I see like TP loves DM forever, I'm probably going to ask questions about the woods.
That would freak me out.
I'd be asking questions about the carving.
Darren Means loves toilet paper. He loves a clean ass. What can he say?
I do. He loves clean ass, but not as much as he loves clean poops.
Oh, I like what you did there. Thank you. I like what you did there.
So give us a number.
I'm gonna go 7. You know, seven and a half because of the Norse mythology stuff that was added in. Because I did not think that's where they were going with that. So although that was cool that they implemented that, I do agree it was a little bit of a confusing story. But at the same time, sometimes movies like that I like because then it's open to your own sort of interpretation and
makes you want to learn about it.
Doesn't always have to be explained. Like if they would have went too heavy with the history of like Loki and Norse mythology, I don't know if the movie would have been as cool. Like I like hearing about it from you and us.
Like if they would have found a book that explained it and they're all reading through it like Scooby-Doo style, that would have been stupid, you know?
Yeah. And then they pull the creature's mask off and the friend from the beginning. We buried you. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 7 to a 7.5. I thought it was very solid. Solid, very solid.
So I wanted to say this earlier and I forgot, but my favorite scene in the movie, I think, and this is going to be a little fucked up.
Oh, God.
I know this. But
the guy was splayed open?
Well, the main character, when he was like burning down the little shack or barn, whatever, with all the little weird things in it. And then at the bottom of the steps, he turns around and that old woman just standing there behind him. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, shit, what's about to happen? He just knocks her the fuck out.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
Just staring.
Because that's what somebody would do for real. Like, I don't
have time
for this.
Shoots that weird looking bald dude. Like,
yeah.
He got to be badass right there for
that
about
Hills
5 seconds.
That Hills Have Eyes looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Michael Berryman.
Was that him?
No.
He looked just like him, didn't he?
It wasn't.
As soon as he popped in the door, I was like, what in the Hills Have Eyes is going on now?
It's a crossover.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't try to kill him because he knew that he was picked.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
I thought that was interesting too. I was like, because they look all like backwoods and everything, like they're just horrible people, but really they're doing it because they feel like they have to stay safe. And they're only apparently killing the people that they feel like they need to for the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Gotta please your God.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not marked, you get killed.
I'd do it for you. I'd do whatever I could to please you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Why couldn't they just make like an animal sacrifice like the Vikings did, though?
That ain't what the creature wanted.
Makes you wonder, though, there was that deer at the beginning, so why does he kill deers? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Warning?
Maybe
it's a warning.
Maybe the creature looked so much like deer, he hated deer. Like, fucking kill them all.
Maybe he was horny and he fucked it and he just split
fucked
in half.
It to death. Fucked a deer to death.
He was horny, all right.
Starts like fucking it, it goes into the tree, and it just like creeps away.
It's like, oh damn it, just walks away.
Third one this week.
All right.
Well, seriously though, if you come across a deer that's been crucified up in a tree in the woods and it's still dripping blood, you probably should be a little concerned.
Maybe turn around. Go the long way.
Once again, it's shortcuts aren't actual shortcuts, because if they were, they'd be called
the path.
The path. They don't call them shortcuts. It's a path. If it's not a path, don't take it. Mm-mm. It's not a road, don't drive it.
Can a path and a shortcut not be the same thing? Should have not asked that. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if it's marked, I guess it would be the path. If it's a shortcut and this guy just says, let's go across these fucking wilderness, that's not a shortcut.
Just a quick little 4-hour hike through this giant Scandinavian wilderness.
Did those some bitches not watch Stand By Me? Because that was in 1986. They could have figured it out by that.
Yeah. It's a good year.
Yeah. Anyway,
depends on what it's marked with. Because if the trail's marked with just like bloody X's on trees, I'm not going to follow that.
No, nor should you. Nor should you.
Oh, that was a good one.
First of all, you know you will.
Nor should you.
All right, we're right at 1 hour. So this has been the Horror You Know podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Ian.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Trent.
Stay spooky, my friends. Don't get ripped up in the woods.
So you guys want to go camping this weekend?
Yeah, let's do it.
I can't. I'm too busy performing my ritual of drinking alcohol.
Why did the director want the creature's eyes to look like ripped out balls? It's kind of weird. Like he said that in an interview that I read.
You be a man and look me in the balls when I'm speaking to you.
Look me in my balls, boy.
In the dead of night, when the moon is high, and the shadows dance, evil will rise.